Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Henry Ford, the industrialist who put the world on wheels, after 50 years of married life, was asked how he managed to stay happily married. He replied, "I've treated marriage like I've made automobiles. Just stick to one model." It's regrettable that he didn't follow his own advice. Even so, more than a few who do stick to just one model find that happiness in marriage eludes them. They have worn the same wedding ring for 20, even 30 years. Yet most of those years have been marked by strife and unhappiness. Their commitment may be strong enough to stay married, not strong enough to resolve the issues that keep them from being happy. Do you ever ask the question, what happens from the time a couple stands at the marriage altar with glowing eyes and burning hearts, and the time they stand before a judge to ask for an annulment or a divorce? "Is marriage the sole cause of divorce?" reads the slogan on a sweatshirt I saw recently. Sometimes the blow that shatters a relationship comes like a bomb that you didn't expect. But more often, it is like a slowly growing cancer which infects a relationship and calluses your feelings. That must have been what happened to the person who described marriage as a condition in which a woman never gets what she expects, and a man never expects what he gets. Instead of holy wedlock, it is unholy deadlock. Hey, while divorce is not the will of God for His children, neither is it His will for us to be in relationships that harbor anger, bitterness, and distrust. Both are wrong, just in different ways. "Well, it can't be the will of God for me to stay in an unhappy relationship," people tell me. While they're partly right, it isn't God's will for two people to be angry and bitter. They are far off course, thinking that to change partners will change the emotional temperature of their lives. What happens when a marriage goes wrong? In one sentence, love begins to wither and die. We've taken each other's love for granted, and the abuse produces a wilderness in our lives. After 50 years of marriage, an old gentleman was asked the secret of his good marriage. He reached into his pocket and pulled out an old watch. "This is it," he said. "And what did an old watch have to do with marital happiness?" "When Sarah and I got married," he said, "her dad took me aside and gave me a package saying, 'This is all you need to know about marriage.'" Holding up the watch, he said, "This was inside." Pressing the stem of the old watch, the cover flew open, and engraved on the face of the watch, now 50 years old, were the words, "Say something nice to Sarah every day." That, he said, has been the secret of our happiness. Years ago, Irving Berlin tenderly wrote, "I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always." While those words are sentimental and slushy, they are really untrue. God only knows how many times I have asked a couple, "Do you love each other?" And I hear the mumbled response, "I used to love him or her, but I don't know if I love him anymore or not after what has happened." How do you keep love alive? By not presuming on each other, by acts of kindness, by remembering love is a fire that must be rekindled every day. A closing thought. You can start over, but you never start again. You can change partners, but you never go back to the beginning of a relationship and start from there. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.